I'm so happy that we're able to have these three people with us. It's a busy time in their lives. There's a brand new CD that they've put out, which is a continued celebration of the Samuel P. Baird collections. We'll talk about that. The official release party is going to be Sunday, April 22nd between 4 and 7 o'clock at the Threadbare Cider House on the north side. And we'll talk more about that throughout the next hour, too. It'll be wonderful to have some nice acoustic old-time style music today. You'll hear banjo and flute and guitar and some vocals. Let's get started. Richard Withers, Kathy Fallon, and Mark Tampsula. beautifully done there. You heard Kathy Fallon playing guitar along with Richard Withers on flute. Can you talk a little bit about the song you just played?
Sure. The music we're playing, as you mentioned, are all from the Samuel Byard collection of tunes from southwestern Pennsylvania that were collected over a period of time. Starting in 1928, as a young man, he traveled throughout southwestern Pennsylvania, visiting old fiddlers and singers, but also fifers. And so the music we're doing today is really more representing the fife tradition. The tunes we just played, the first one was called Shoehammer, and it comes from the playing of Irvin Yager, who grew up in Fayette County in a place called Yager Hollow. I guess his family site there. Yager was a fiddler, but also had grown up playing the fife. And so he was probably born around 1900. It was mentioned that he got a lot of his tunes from his great uncle, Uriah Yager, who was born in 1792. So you can kind of see how these tunes go way back. The second tune was from a fifer from Greene County, about the same age, Thomas Hoag. And that tune was called the Erie Extension, referring to probably the Erie Canal.
What do we know about Samuel Byard as a person? I mean, it's remarkable what he's been able to collect, or what he did collect.
He was a Penn State professor. I think he was a professor of English, actually. This was more of an avocation of his. But he was really fascinated with folk music. He very interested in British Isles folk music, and originally set out to travel around the British Isles to collect music, but found that in his own neighborhood, he was from, I believe, Washington County, and found that there was older musicians that he could collect music from. So he started as a young man in 1928, and at that point, he didn't have any recording equipment. He just traveled around visiting old fiddlers in some very remote areas, and as I say, fifers too, writing down their music. He had a sense, since commercial country music was beginning to be recorded at that time, I think he could see the handwriting on the wall, that this was going to be lost, that there's a lot of local traditions that are going to be lost to bigger commercial ventures. So he wanted to make sure he was preserving the music of our area.
That's incredibly prescient of him. So he's thinking pretty soon folks won't play music in their parlors as much as they used to, or make music or hear music.
Or they're going to be motivated to play something different. You know, what's coming over the radio or people hearing on their records is from, you know, Texas or New York, and so the local tunes aren't going to feel quite as important to play as if it's not popular enough. You know?
And regional variations or styles of playing that are unique to families, even, let alone regions, are soon going to become homogenized.
Right.
So
yeah.
You're working to keep these songs faithful to their arrangements, and to record them is pretty important. Now, I think, is this the third album? I should have looked it up.
It's actually our fourth.
Fourth, okay.
Yeah.
I've related to his collection.
Right.
Okay.
And the first three, and this is, I'm here with Mark Tamsula. Mark and I really did most of the first three with fiddle and banjo, and we were really focusing on the tradition of the fiddle tunes. And Byard's main collection is entitled Dance to the Fiddle, March to the Fife. So we focused more on the dance to the fiddle part of it in the first three recordings. To say we were looking at the fife tradition, Byard was also played the fife, and he notes that there's a whole community of fife bands throughout southwestern Pennsylvania. Probably that was true in other regions, but they seem to stay longer in southwestern Pennsylvania. No doubt a lot of Union soldiers from the Civil War continued to play their music, but some of these tunes go way back before then. So that was part of what he wanted to preserve as well. There isn't a big distinction, though, between what's a fiddle tune and what's a fife tune. In fact, some of these, as I mentioned, Jager played both, and several of the sources were both fifers and fiddlers. And the tunes would be kind of used differently depending on whether they needed to dance or march. And so some of these tunes are also from fiddlers and would be played for dances, but they would be adapted for marches.
Mark, we've hardly heard from you yet this morning. I guess we've heard from Kathy, but mostly by way of her instrument. Let me turn to Kathy first. Do you remember when you first encountered this collection, or even knowing that that there was a collection of Samuel Baird and that he had done this?
I started hearing about it when I moved back to Pittsburgh, which has been a while ago, and I hadn't really heard the tunes. I had just seen a book down at Caliban's on Craig Street.
We were just talking about that bookstore yesterday, and none of us could remember the exact name. You just caused Robert Gray and and Chad Green. We were all trying to remember that bookstore just yesterday. So you saw something there?
There was a Baird book for sale. And the person I was with was very familiar with it. But I never heard any of the tunes until Mark and Richard started this project.
And Mark, you were feeling very passionate about making sure this be done. And what drove you? Because this is not an easy thing to do.
Oh, I don't know. It, at the beginning of my musical interest in old-time music, I was mostly satisfied being able to play the tunes I was hearing, going to festivals, jam sessions. The sources of the material wasn't as important to me as how it sounded and the way we played. But eventually I realized, well, people were paying a lot of attention to tunes from specific fiddler sources, like, Kentucky fiddlers or Carolina fiddlers. And I began to feel a little bit, a little left out of that that picture, until realizing, well, there must be music from Pennsylvania. And this was available to us. The tunes in this Baird collection, they're generally unknown. They're in the book, but they're not being played. People aren't hearing them, and I felt like, well, here's our place where we could find ourselves at the center of this this material.
There's an album that will be released on April 22nd at Threadbare Cider House. It's brand new. It's called The Snowy Hill. And we've linked to the website for it from slbradio.org. In a moment, I'll put that link up on our Facebook page, too, along with a picture of this trio. What would you like to do next?
We'll move ahead with a couple of more tunes. The first one is just listed as a fife tune. This is another one from Irvin Jager from Fayette County. But it was mentioned that he learned it from an Irish fifer, Pete Pepper. We don't know anything about Pete Pepper, but we're calling it.
Yeah, great name.
Pete Pepper's fife tune. And the second tune is it's a beautiful, stately tune. It was one of the first I started playing in the Baird collection, and that's the title of our CD. It's called The Snowy Hill, and it comes from a fiddler named Emery Martin and from Fayette County, Dunbar. And he just said he learned it from his father.
Thank you.
it's neat to imagine these songs coming out of homes as Samuel Baird went door to door, or really hill to hill, probably collecting these, and you know, an older person maybe coming down and saying, "Here's one I can share with you." It's just fascinating to think about that.
Well, they didn't. They weren't that forthcoming, from what I'm told. He'd have to come to visit. And then they'd want to talk to him for a couple hours first.
Yeah, probably to earn some trust first. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and maybe figuring, you know, is this guy a revenue or something? Is he here to track down our still? Maybe, I don't know. But after a few hours like that, then they'd say, okay, what about those tunes? And then he could write them out while they were playing. He didn't have the recording equipment, so they're playing the tunes, and he's transcribing this in real time.
That's an incredible skill in and of itself, and then to take it and catalog it without losing, I mean, there's a lot to take care of, all by hand, no doubt, too. You're listening to a great trio. We don't have a name for you three, it's do we, as a trio?
Not formally.
Nope.
So it's Mark Tamsola, whose voice you just heard, Richard Withers playing flute there, and Kathy Fallon, or Fife, I should say.
Well, I'll talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'd like to know about that.
Before I do, I should mention that there are two other excellent musicians on the three other excellent musicians on the recording. My good friend Bruce Molyneux, who's a wonderful Irish tenor, banjo, and mandolin player, is joining me on a couple of the tunes. A fiddler, Oliver Brown, who's a well-known Irish fiddler, plays a couple tunes on it. And then we have a wonderful drummer, Ken Foley, who's joining us on a couple of tunes. In fact, I'm going to play a couple of tunes that Ken is on. He's not here with us. But there are two sets that I put on that really are more representative of what an actual fife sounds like. I didn't use a fife to record I had a marching flute, which is very similar. It's just a little bit lower. The flute that I've been playing, excuse me, so far is a wooden flute in the key of D, and I've used that because it's a much easier listen. Being a lower pitched, it's easier to listen to than the fife. The fife, very similar instrument, but it's smaller and shriller, and really was a working instrument that was used for military bands and parades. You could hear it from a long way off. It would you'd be able to carry. For troop movements, this was, you know, they had to keep people moving in rhythm. So the fife and drum was a good way to do this. They could be, play in rhythm and be carry over a long distance. I'm going to play a couple of those fife tunes. Our good friend Dave Christie, who's also a guitar player on our other recordings, loaned me his fife. And so the fife is a high-pitched instrument. This one's in the key of B-flat. I think you'll see why after I play it, why I chose to use the flute for most of the recording. But these tunes, the first one's called Monongahela College, and there was at one time an old college in Washington County called Monongahela College. The second tune has an interesting title. It's called Pancake, and what I learned from reading through Byard is that Pancake was the original name for the town of Laboratory in Pennsylvania. So when you're driving down 79 and you see the sign for Laboratory, the original name was Pancake. And then the third tune is Stick Beat. This was a favorite marching tune in Western Pennsylvania. It's called Stick Beat because it has a kind of a rhythmic part of it. And Mark's, I think, going to join us with couple of sticks to give you a flavor of that. The first one's from Thomas Hoag, the first two are from Thomas Hoag, Pfeiffer, the third one's from another Pfeiffer named Hiram Clinton Horner from Westmoreland County. By the way, he was 80 years old in 1960 and listed as the son, the grandson, and great-grandson of Pfeiffer's. Thank you.
There you have Richard Withers on Fife. That time, Dave Christie's Fife and Mark Tamsula on Styx. I liked it. Felt like you could march to that song.
March tunes, for
and
sure.
As you're listening to it, you know, you hear the left, right, left. But interestingly, the Styx are, I think, on the upbeats, which makes for a really interesting combination. Is listening to that, it's almost like a refrain, or it almost sounds like a little bit of a dance interlude, the way it is. It's kind of neat. Are those just regular old Styx?
Yeah, that was just a dowel rod, I saw it up.
Yeah. It's neat to listen to that all together. If you're just joining us, along with Mark Tamsula, Richard Withers, Kathy Fallon, together, The Snowy Hill is their fourth album that collects the music of Samuel Baird, who collected music starting in the 20s throughout southwestern Pennsylvania. Their latest CD, The Snowy Hill, is going to be officially released at Threadbare Cider House on April 22nd. That's this coming Sunday from 4 to 7 o'clock. Now, do I have that incorrect?
It's still a couple weeks.
Oh, did I say this coming Sunday? Yeah, what am I saying? It's 2 weeks. It's not tomorrow. You've got a little bit of time left. So it's April 22nd coming up. Thank you. I think I had too much sometimes.
We do have a few other events, if I could mention.
Please.
There's a Contra Dance we'll be playing for on April the 13th, Friday the 13th. That would be next Friday. And Richard and Dave Christie and myself will be playing. It's at the Shiloh Center. That's Upper Lawrenceville, 39th and Mintwood. It's 8 o'clock to 11 dance.
And that's this coming?
This coming Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We are also, the weekend after our CD release, we're going to play at the Whiskey Barrel House concert series there on Saturday, April 28th. That's 7 o'clock in the evening. Got listed. Cameron DeWitt put us on his podcast, Get Up in the Cool, which we met up with him down at Clifftop last summer, and he interviewed us and played music with us. So that's just recently came out this week on Cameron's website. You can find all these links on our website, snappandbug.com.
Yes, snappandbug.com. Only one G, and it's in the end of bug, snappandbug.com. And we've linked to that, and we do have the correct date, April 22nd, on our posts, too. You can find those at Facebook or slbradio.org or go directly to the site. You'll be able to pick up the CD at the Cider House concert, the Threadbare Cider House concert on April 22nd. There's no admission to that show, but hopefully you'll go away with a CD. I'm sure there are plenty to go around, and it's actually something. First of all, it'll probably be the only CD of its type you'll have, unless you have the others in the series. And it's kind of a nice heritage item to have, reflecting your own part of Pennsylvania, whether you were born and raised here or have just spent some of your life here. It's really a nice thing to think about. We don't, you know, we think about heritage music from other regions of the country, but we don't readily and as quickly think about what came from Western Pennsylvania. So it's great that you've collected these songs. Also nice to hear Dave Christie out playing with you too.
I also want to mention that if anybody listening knows of any of the family members of some of the sources I mentioned, or are you related to them, or have, you know, coming from some of the places where we mentioned and know of the music in that area, we'd love to hear from you.
And probably the easiest way to do that is at snappandbug@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. you can write and let these folks know. Maybe you know of some even some living older fiddlers or players whose music should be collected and add to the what's known about music in these parts. What would you like to do next?
Well, I did sneak in a few things of my own composition, and one of these is a song. And this is really about where I grew up in further east in York County, Pennsylvania. I grew up in an area called the Pigeon Hills, and they were called the Pigeon Hills because of the passenger pigeons that were very prevalent at that time. So it's just a song, really. It's dedicated to my parents as a thank you for all they gave us. And there's a lot of references to very local places that wouldn't make any sense to anybody else outside of the area, but feel free to ask me about them. It's called The Valleys Round Jacob's Mill. Dad came to old York County, to a town by the Pigeon Hills, when some people clung to the old Dutch tongue, in the valleys round Jacob's Mill. When our holes were rich with muskrat and fish, we'd trap for furs we'd sell. And crayfish we'd catch in the big marshy patch by the still house built on the well. In summer we'd glean for sweet peas and beans behind the noisy combine. Giant machines of yellow and green left plenty for us on the vine. And we'd fight for our lives with cap guns and knives in the corn jungle's long dusty rows. A victory we sang till the dinner bell rang. We ceded the field to our foes, and riding bareback on the old trolley track, with nowhere in mind we'd roam, to Mangus Mills Road where Godora's Creek flowed, gentle edge of the world we called home. Sweet corn and beets and green summer wheat are plowed under and long paved away. Where once there were crops, people park and they shop, and strip malls replaced fields of hay. So here's to what stood in sweet childhood, time I no longer belong, in that quiet place with quiet grace, seldom mentioned in song. Dad came to old York County, to a town by the Pigeon Hills, when some to the old Dutch tongue, in the valleys round Jacob's Mill.
That's an evocative, beautiful song. Your parents must have just been blown away when they heard that. I can't imagine. Probably brought tears to their eyes, I would suspect.
Well, I mean, my dad had passed away already. My mother got to hear it before she passed away, and she was delighted with it. So,
yeah, it's the imagery in that song is really beautiful. Was your family from Ireland? Do you know your roots very well?
We have some Irish background, Northern Irish background, and English background for the most part.
Yeah, I asked because of just the style of that song. It sounds like a song from Ireland, and it's but one very much of York County. It's it just and so sad. A couple of the lines, for what it's worth, the yellow and green of the caterpillar caught me, and then the cap guns and the knives and fighting for your lives, and then the sad ending, his development takes place in that area, as it has in so many other areas.
It has, yeah.
But it, you captured childhood in that song really
well.
Thank you. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. Richard Withers, Kathy Fallon, and Mark Tamsula here with us. Their new CD is music not written by Richard Withers, as that song was, but from the Samuel P. Baird collection. And the latest CD is The Snowy Hill. It will be released on April 22nd at Threadbare Cider House on the North Side, 4 to 7 o'clock. The flute is back, and Mark's got the guitar out here. What's next?
Well, the next one might surprise you some. It's a tune that we've called Allegheny Home, but I think you'll recognize it as our arrangement of My Old Kentucky Home, Goodnight. And you might wonder why we're putting Stephen Foster on a collection of Pennsylvania music, but not everyone knows that he was from Lawrenceville originally and spent most of his life in Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh. And My Old Kentucky Home, Goodnight was actually written in 1852 in Pittsburgh. It was intended as a anti-slavery ballad. And so Mark and I have an arrangement of it. I'm going to play on another flute. This, we can maybe call it a bass fife. It's also pitched in B-flat, but it's a little bit lower than the other flute.
Very beautiful and nicely familiar, and also on the album called The Snowy Hill, which will be released on April 22nd. I think we are down to our last selection. We have about roughly 4 or 5 minutes of radio time left. I frankly lost track of time, so I'm sorry to not have looked a little bit earlier ahead of time. This has really flown by. It's so relaxing and interesting to listen. This is the kind of CD I think you're going to want to study and kind of roll over in your head repeatedly. And you'll hear different things about the songs every time. I really love what you three have done here.
Well, thank you. Well, I do have another song I wrote, and this is also a little more upbeat, and it's also about where I grew up. There was a lot of, and some, anybody that grew up in the country, I'm sure you're familiar with little county fairs and little township fairs, and so there was a little community near where I grew up called York, New Salem, and I remember driving through there and seeing a tiny little carnival with Ferris wheels and rides and tent shows and things like that. So this is just kind of a whimsical story about one of those. Finish up chores first thing at dawn. Take off your boots, put your tennis shoes on. If you're ready in time, we'll take you along to the York, New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York, New Salem Fair. There's a paratrooper ride and a haystack slide, a farmer dressed up in a red string tie, putting kids on a plow horse 4 foot wide at the York, New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York, New Salem Fair. You can try your luck with the little rubber ducks. Take them by the tail, turn them bottom side up. Win a nutty buddy at the ice cream truck at the York, New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York, New Salem Fair. If the wind blows east, you're in for thrills. Stuck at the top of the Ferris wheel, 'cause they just spread manure on the hilltop field at the York, New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York, New Salem Fair. There's a lady with a beard and a weird tattoo, and a man who wears size 26 shoes. Give him 50 cents, he'll tap dance too at the York, New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York, New Salem Fair. You can take your chance at the haunted hut. There's a corpse in a coffin with his lips sewn shut, but I saw him on his break with a cigarette butt at the York, New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York, New Salem Fair. Everybody listen for the 4-H cheer from the kids in a wagon with a big John Deere and a fifth grade girl and her half-ton steer that took first place at the township fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York, New Salem Fair. The tents fold up, but we're not gonna go till I win something big at the watermelon throw and the last big bang at the fireworks show at the York, New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York, New Salem Fair.
That is another, you're a great songwriter.
Well, thank you.
Really fun to listen, and I hope folks will consider coming. The Contra Dance at Shiloh Center is Friday the 13th, 8 o'clock, and then April 22nd at Threadbare Cider House is where you will be able to pick up the brand new CD. And if you go to snappinbug.com, you'll get a link to more about CDs and upcoming shows, more about the bands. Thank you all for being here. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I may have forgotten to ask about?
I just want to mention that if you like this kind of music, there's another program, Bill Smedley. Maybe Mark can tell you.
Bill does a old-time music hour of a station out in Milheim, Pennsylvania, WSOV. But he's been posting podcasts on his website, or actually through, it's the British version of FootMad, F-O-A.
Ah, okay.
O-T-M-A-D, I think is Great. I'll have that link on my website.
What's his name again?
Bill Smedley.
Okay, I'm sure he's findable if by Google. And thanks.
Thank you.